Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in Hillsdale, Michigan. This is Scott Bertram, in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show, Wednesday, May 31st, 2023. Here are three big things you need to know. One, the head of the U.S. Border Patrol is retiring at the end of June. Raul Ortiz informed employees in a letter he'll be stepping down after 32 years with the agency. He served as chief since August of 2021. Two, the fire danger in Michigan remains extreme in much of the state, according to the Department of Natural Resources. That's after a 100-plus acre wildfire scorched forests in Wexford County this week. The DNR says it's been as dry as ever in Michigan this early in the season. Three, if you are a biological male, you will not be competing in women's and girls' sports in Alabama. That's word from Governor Kay Ivey, who signed legislation yesterday. House Bill 261 limits transgender students from playing sports in public colleges and universities based on their sex at birth. That's where we start hour two of the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for being alongside. Hour two brings us Jenny Beth Martin from Tea Party Patriots, Kaylee McGee White from the Washington Examiner. Both coming up in this hour of the program. I am Scott Bertram. Find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, ScottBertram. You can also find the show at SteveGruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. This is becoming, it already is a big mess, but there is more than 2 weeks until the Los Angeles Dodgers Pride Night, in which they have invited, not just invited, but are honoring an anti-Catholic hate group, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. And they had disinvited them after finding, after being pressured by Senator Marco Rubio and others, especially Catholics in California and Los Angeles, and then blow back from the LGBTQ community, and they re-invite them and re-honor them at the event. And now some players who are uncomfortable with all of this are weighing in, including Clayton Kershaw, who is a future Hall of Famer, one of the greatest Los Angeles Dodgers of all time. He disagrees with the Dodgers' decision to honor the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. Kershaw telling the LA Times on Monday, the team's decision to honor the group after it rescinded its original invitation prompted him to approach the franchise about expediting the announcement that the team was bringing back Christian Faith and Family Day later on this season. Kershaw announced on Twitter last Friday that Christian Faith and Family Day would be returning July 30th. Kershaw has been with the organization since 2006. Again, he's one of the greatest Dodgers ever and a certain future Hall of Famer. He said he won't boycott Pride Night June 16th, said it has nothing to do with the LGBTQ community or Pride or anything like that. This is simply a group that is making fun of a religion. I don't agree with that. Trevor Williams, a pitcher for the Washington Nationals, also criticized the Dodgers' decision on Tuesday, posted a statement on Twitter saying he's deeply troubled by the decision, quote, to invite and honor a group that makes a blatant and deeply offensive mockery of my religion and the religion of more than 4 million people in Los Angeles County alone undermines the values of respect and inclusivity that should be upheld by any organization. Creating an environment in which one group feels celebrated and honored at the expense of another is counterproductive and wrong. It is a clear violation of the Dodgers' discrimination policy, which explicitly states that any conduct or attire at the ballpark that is deemed to be indecent or prejudiced against any particular group or religion is not tolerated. Another Dodger player, Blake Treinen, a reliever on the roster, released a statement yesterday, quoting, I am disappointed to see the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence being honored as heroes at Dodger Stadium. Many of their performances are blasphemous. Their work only displays hate and mockery of Catholics and the Christian faith. I understand that playing baseball is a privilege, not a right. My convictions in Jesus Christ will always come first. Since I have been with the Dodgers, they have been at the forefront of supporting a wide variety of groups. However, inviting the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence to perform disenfranchises a large community and promotes hate of Christians and people of faith. This single event alienates the fans and supporters of the Dodgers, Major League Baseball, and professional sports. Fans don't want propaganda or politics forced on them. This group openly mocks Jesus Christ, the cornerstone of my faith, and I want to make it clear I do not agree nor support the decision of the Dodgers to honor the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. That's Blake Treinen, Dodgers reliever, posting a statement on Twitter yesterday. And this is so messed up, to put it in very base terms. The Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence they're an anti-Catholic, they're a hate organization, and they take what Catholics and many Christians respect and honor and desecrate it. And they do that in many different ways, clear ways. They're not really subversive about it. And what happened to this policy of, which apparently covers everything and everywhere else? You know, if just one person is offended, we really have to take some action. You know, if just one person feels uncomfortable, we're going to have to change things. We're going to have to change what we're doing. Really, if just one person doesn't feel accepted, that policy has to go. That seems to govern almost every other aspect. Religion, fair game. And again, for the Dodgers to invite this group, this anti-Catholic hate group, to Pride Night, to honor them, against the wishes of some of their own players, who have very clear and rightful objections, is outrageous. My friend Larry O'Connor, out in D.C., radio host, who I met some years ago, saw him just recently at the Kirby Center in Washington, D.C., says the Dodgers are expecting their players to participate in honoring a group that openly mocks and degrades their faith and their God. That's about the size of things. He says, where is the Major League Baseball Players Association? This is workplace harassment and workplace discrimination. The Dodgers have created a hostile work environment for their Christian and Catholic players. Clayton Kershaw, Blake Treinen, now that two of the 26 active players on the Dodgers roster have announced their objections, I do wonder if more will come forward and announce their, and a player on the Nationals who are in Los Angeles this week to play the Dodgers. I don't know who's playing against the Dodgers on Pride Night, but you wonder if players on that squad will step forward and announce their objections. There's something I can't get to here. I only have about 30 seconds, but a Blue Jays player in trouble having to apologize to the woke mob and about something very, very close to this. But on this Dodgers decision to honor, not just host, not invite, but honor the anti-Catholic hate group, you've got Clayton Kershaw, the Dodger right now, future Hall of Famer, one of the best players in franchise history, could not convince the organization to continue with their disinvitation of the Sisters or simply don't honor them at the ballgame. That's how much the Dodgers are catering to this tiny fringe on the left. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Jenny Beth Martin coming up next on The Steve Gruber Show.
Lead is an invisible threat. It's especially unsafe for children because their bodies and brains are still developing. Lead exposure can come from paint in homes built before 1978, dust, soil, drinking water from older plumbing, and some imported goods. To find out if your child is being exposed to lead, talk to their doctor about a blood lead test today and visit michigan.gov/myleadsafe to learn more. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Somewhere around 400 feet off the ground, an RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. When I first got out, I felt like my whole life had been smushed down to just medical appointments. I was going to occupational therapy, physical therapy, speech therapy. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. I'm not sure I would still be here if I didn't find the Friends and Wounded Warrior Project that I did. Because there was a long period after the injury where I really didn't understand why I was still here. It felt like I had lost everything. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Great high school athletes learn a lot more from playing multiple sports. They improve their hand-eye-foot coordination. They work different muscle groups. They learn from different coaching styles and teammates. They learn the benefits of being the star of one team and the backup who makes the stars shine on another. Be wise. Don't specialize. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.